quick this morning with a big smile on my face. 'Cause I dreamed last night my Jaguars clawed their way through the AFC to first place. I got every single jersey, I watch every single game. I got a shiny season ticket now, so everybody at the stadium knows my name. 'Cause I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win.
Can someone save me? Can someone save me? The Jacksonville Jaguars, before I get into anything, my name is Andre Moultrie, and this is the JJC Podcast. This episode is the recap of the Titans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, where the Jaguars lose 20-0, 20-0, 20-0, they didn't even exist on offense. Let's get into this game. What is there to fucking talk about? This game was boring as hell. I give the defense credit for as long as they've been, they were on the field for like 36 minutes. They held this team to 20 points. I'll give them that. But hell, if they would have held them to 3 points, we would have lost. Would it fucking matter? It really wouldn't have. I give the defense credit. I feel they are improving. But this offense... they remind me of the year 2003. I don't know why. And I'm not even talking about the Jaguars team. I'm talking about this offense. There's nothing creative. There's nothing revolutionary. There's nothing about this offense that spells, we're getting better. Now I know some people are hurt. I know Chark is hurt. But this offense was struggling when Chark was there. This is the 7th game with under 20 points in a league that encourages you to throw the fucking football. Trevor Lawrence threw 4 interceptions. Trevor Lawrence threw 4 interceptions. For this game, I really don't care if he threw 4 interceptions. Can we get into... I want to get really, really, really into why on Blue Hell's Earth do I keep seeing Carlos Hyde? There was a third and... I don't know when this play, I think it was in the second quarter, there was a 3rd and 8, and you do a play to Carlos fucking Hyde. Why are we using Carlos Hyde? I think this is like the 5th podcast episode. Can we do a hashtag on social media, Facebook, a hashtag on Twitter, a hashtag on Instagram? Stop putting in Carlos Hyde. Well, the last game, he was the player of the game. I laughed super hard. It was like player of the game for the Jaguars. Carlos Hyde, 9 carries, 24 yards, and a touchdown. I'm like, we shouldn't have a player of the game. I need to check the Jacksonville Jaguars website to see who they named as player of the game in this one. There was none. There was not one. I swear you not, it should not be one. You got 0 fucking points. If anything, it probably will be someone on defense. You got 0 points. Trevor Lawrence stats for this year is 9 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, 58% completion. Why is this? I've been for the longest saying, let's keep the staff together. Please, let's keep the staff together, because when you're switching all these coordinators, it's bad for a young quarterback. Well, if it's this bad, and this is the hard part about making a decision like this on the staff, is it the coordinator or is it the talent on the field? That is the hardest thing to figure out. You know what pissed me off about this game? In the fourth quarter, it looked like, I don't know who the two receivers were. Why the hell? One of them had to run the wrong route. Trevor Lawrence threw the ball down and both of them jumped for the fucking ball. This was in the fourth quarter. When I watched this, I said, what the fuck are they doing? What are they doing? James Robinson, and I'm telling you, James Robinson, you have my full support because you're one of the most talented players on the team. 6 carries for 4 yards, 8 total rushing yards, 8 attempts, 9 first downs. In the first quarter, I swear you not, in the first quarter, we had a total of 7 yards. How do you have a total of 7 yards in the first quarter? Norwell, Andrew Norwell, you win today. You win the shit award because you was shitty today. You had 3 holding penalties. I rarely see that. I'm not going to say I rarely see that. I've watched other NFL teams and some offensive linemen have had some bad days. Norwell, you had a bad day. You had a shit show day. When I look at good teams, I look at penalties. I look at how you are killing yourself. Are you killing yourself? When I look at the Jaguars with penalties, they had 9 penalties for 79 yards today. But here are some penalties that they lead in. The Jaguars lead the NFL in false start penalties with 23. The Jaguars are tied for first in roughing the passer penalties. The Jaguars have they are the 8th most penalized team in the NFL. You know what that spells? Shit. Shit. The rumors about Urban Meyer have been more entertaining than the football on the field, particularly the offense. That is a problem. I am sick and tired of the media jumping down Urban Meyer's throat. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. He's earned it with dumb shit like the shit he did in Columbus with the girl. Distractions. But who the hell is this source? And he should get beat up or something. Who the fuck is this source sourcing this off to the media? I guarantee it's a player that ain't been playing. It probably is some player like, man, I can't stand this motherfucker. I'm going to get him. I'm getting him as much fire as possible. I can't pick a point in this game where I was confident that the Jaguars were going to do anything. I think the Jaguars should embrace their past. Bring some former players back. You know, Kenan McCardell, right? He did great work for the Jaguars receivers, and you let him go. You let him go. He made Keelan Cole. I'm not going to say he made Keelan Cole. The players make themselves. They just take the training regimen. But he helped Keelan Cole become a pretty okay receiver. He's helped other receivers become pretty good. I'm just sitting here wondering why the Jaguars won't take any pride in their former players and hire them at this point. You know what? I would love to see Jimmy Smith coach the receivers. I would love to see someone in the Jaguars Ring of Honor coach this team. I'd like to see somebody else. I don't know why. I do know why. The owner has a relationship with Urban Meyer. But can somebody, for the life of me, you had a chance to get any coach you want. You had the cap. This place was attractive. It had potential. And you chose Urban Meyer to run the ship for this? I don't know what Urban Meyer did to some of the media, but they all own him. And I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, these rumors are true. Do you honestly believe that Urban Meyer looked at his staff and said, you guys are a bunch of losers? I can't sit here with a straight face and believe that shit. I really can't. I can't sit there and say Urban Meyer, a rookie coach in the NFL, does not have a lick of NFL experience, is going to sit here with some experienced coordinators that's actually won as coordinators in this league. Outside of Joe Cullen, they all have been successful in the NFL. That's how they got here to this point. And say, check your resumes? Like, check their resumes? I don't see that. I can see him checking his coaching staff. I can definitely see him checking his offensive coordinator. Like, hey, what do we need to get this offense going? Because the defense has been improving, but our offense has been going backwards. I can see that. But calling them losers? I can't see that, because these coaches have more experience than him. He hired them for a reason. That would be an indictment on himself. He would have to look in the mirror if he's saying that to those coaches, because he knows this stuff already. The Marvin Jones incident, I'm not buying none of it, because I know that the media has had it out for Urban Meyer ever since he got hired for this fucking job for some odd reason. And we already know that the media doesn't really pay attention to Jacksonville and don't care unless it's drama. That's just what it is. And I like Urban Meyer's response. If there is a source, that source is unemployed and should be. Period. Now, did anybody see Urban Meyer when he shook Mike Vrabel's hand? He looked lost. And his faces are gray, A, perfect for memes. He has the perfect meme face. Him and Bill Belichick have great meme faces. You can make a great meme out of the face expressions that they make. A great GIF out of the face expressions. If that is not a GIF nor a meme, by the end of next week, I need to get someone to make one for me. He looked lost. He looked like he got punched in the stomach. He looked like he just wanted to take his ball and go home after the game. He really did. And quite frankly, I don't blame him. You scored zero. You got shut out. Dude, you know how hard it is to watch a game and your offense can barely get to the 50-yard line? It's fucking terrible. How hard it is to watch a game and your offense has 7 total first quarter points. First quarter yards. 7 yards. By second quarter, they had 13 fucking plays. It's terrible. Terrible. The defense can only do so much. They can only do so much. Right now, it's as weird as it sounds, this is a successful season. They've won 2 games. Last year, they won 1. But he cooking my grits. This offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, is cooking my grits. He really is. I honestly believe that after this game, I would have him. I would have sent him home. I would have fired him. I would have let him go of his duties. I would have let him go of his duties. The offense has looked worse each and every week. And I know we don't have the best of players. But not even to score against the Titans? No, seriously. We couldn't score against the Titans. We couldn't get 3 fucking points against the Titans. And it's not like the Titans have everything there. They're missing Derrick Henry. They're missing people. They're missing people. They don't have their best wideout. They don't have their best running back. And they still beat us like we stole something. Well, for us, we still have the Jets. And we still have a game with Houston. But hell, I think Houston has looked better than us. Houston has looked better than us. I'm not saying the Jets look better than us. Zach Wilson is in the same boat as Trevor, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, they're both in the same boat. They are in some shitholes. And I love these Jaguars, but they are shit right now. Something needs to change. Something. And I don't think they got the answers for it. The fumbling of James Robinson. Are people really going to bitch and moan about a fucking fumble? But I see. Are we going to moan? He fumbled twice, so he should be sitting down. He is your best player. I'd rather have him fumble than Carlos Hyde fumble. Carlos Hyde fumble, and he still gets fucking opportunities. I know that he was a guy for Urban. He was a guy for Urban and Daryl Bevel. He was on Seattle last year. But still, I want to see the young players out there. At this point, get some of your practice squad. Robert, where is Cotton at? Did he get picked up by somebody? He showed flashes in the preseason. Put his ass out there. Put some people out there. And I like Marvin Jones. Keep him out there. Put some people out there at this point. I don't care. Do something. 0 points. 0 points. Do you know how hard... Fans of Jaguars, when we win the Super Bowl, we deserve a ring with this team. We deserve... Every fan that's watched this fucking team, I guarantee... Every fan that has watched this fucking team for the past decade need a ring. We need a ring. When Jaguars win the Super Bowl, the owner, and out, hell, give the real, if you want to be realistic, give the real rings to the season ticket holders, right? Because they went to all these games. Give the replica rings to every single fan that has watched this fucking team. You know what? Yeah, every single fan that watched this team, bought a jersey, bought a hat, rep this team, out of state, in state, across the country. Because this has been trash. This has been atrocious. I have fans from other teams calling me to check on me to see if I'm all right. They think I am in a toxic relationship. I am in a toxic relationship with the Jaguars, and I love it. And I sound insane by that shit. They got to do better. Period. 0 points to your division rival. That's it for this episode. When you get a chance, check out the website at www.jacksonvillejaguarscountry.com. Hashtag Jags Country on social media. Check out Jaguars Country on Facebook. When you get a chance, if you get a chance, rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if it's on Spotify. Rate the podcast. And if you want some merch, there's some merch at www.jjcpodcast.com. Fans, listeners, everybody that listen, thank you. Thank you. This would not work without you. This would not work without writers like Larry Brake. I want to thank you, Larry Brake. I loved your recent article. Please check out his article on JacksonvilleJaguarsCountry.com. Thank you. Everyone, thank you. And have a beautiful, beautiful week.